Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning and we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And we've started talking about what is hindering our purpose. Now, we've talked a great deal about what success is for a Christian and what our purpose is now. And what we're trying to do is really identify what we are to be engaged in. It's all about clarifying what is God's job and what is our job. And we don't want to be caught up in doing what has already been done and distracted by that and ignoring what is our responsibility, what we are to be doing now. And I think this is what really bogs us down in our world, in facing and dealing with the world system. Now, we're obviously going through this from a particular viewpoint. And again, this doesn't mean that others' viewpoints aren't as valid or from God, you know, revealed by Him as this is. But our job, our purpose here, our project is to share with others what God has shared with us. Now, to that end, if you'd like to receive more information about what we're teaching, we do have our book series that you can get. Again, we learn different ways, and the more this is something the Lord wants to help you with, the more focus and attention you put into it and the more variety of ways you learn about it, the quicker and the easier it's going to be to learn what God wants you to learn. So we do have a blog, and the stores available on that blog, that's at wecanprepare.org. And you can also contact me through that site, or just email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. And our goal, again, is to put the basic information out there, and then we'd like to change the format so that we're more interactive, and we can, by really addressing and dealing with specific situations, show you how this works. So we'll be looking at getting more interactive than we are right now. We appreciate the opportunities to use these kinds of forums, and we'd like to make the most out of it. These online internet and podcasting systems are wonderful, and they can reach, you know, people around the world whenever it's convenient for them. So we'd like to make the most of all these different avenues, because what we are seeing is that God is ready to do so many things, but we are so, because of our belief systems, we are ignoring so many of those opportunities because we've been told and believe that those aren't things for us to be paying attention to. We've taken the idea of being in this world but not of it as turning our back on this world. rather than overcoming this world. When we really grasp the notion that we are to rule and reign on this earth now, we can really start to see areas that Christians have neglected woefully, so that when God does want to make changes in this earth, He very often can't use Christians because we're too busy attending church. We're too busy ministering to one another. We're too busy doing our own thing. We're so concerned about getting some of the world on us that we never interact. We don't engage. We don't have effect on the world around us, on people around us. We have been bullied by the world system. And so we've let it win. And instead, we need to take it on. We need to recognize that the world system is one of the enemies that we are to overcome. It is a territory that we are to reign over. We are to set up God's rulership through us, through our efforts, through our strategies, through our authority. When we complain about how bad things are in this world, what are we doing? Who is responsible for that? Now we say, oh, that's, you know, Satan's dominion. Not anymore. Not for 2,000 years. It hasn't been his dominion. But what do? We leave it to him, don't we? We've abdicated this world to our enemy. Now we've got our work cut out for us. Certainly. But guess what? We're going to have to do it one way or another. We're going to have to learn how to take back and take over and rule here. One of the reasons that the whole notion of the rapture is so popular is because it takes away our responsibility. All we have to do is hang in there until God swoops in and carries us away. Now, I know that's become a real popular doctrine in the church, to the point where people accept it as reality, and we're not going to get into the specifics of its history or anything, but just in principle, let's just say that, you know, rather than coming up against what you may believe about rapture, tribulation, whatever, instead let's look at a key element that all accept as part of that, so something we aren't all going to argue about. But Jesus says, even if you believe in the, whether you believe in the rapture or not, he says he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Now, the church is so far from that, we can be assured that whatever you believe is next isn't on the horizon. Whatever you're dealing with in your life now, you're going to have to deal with it. You're not going to get out of it. Okay, the world, the church itself is so far from being without spot, without wrinkle. We are so far from being dependent on God, from being able to hear his voice. You know, when Jesus said, greater things shall you do, are you doing greater things? One man turned the world upside down. Are you? Is anyone in the church? Hardly. So we know that that requirement for whatever is going to come next, whether it's the rapture or whatever, we know that we ain't there yet. We've got a long way to go. So whatever is in your life now, you're going to have to deal with it. But there's good news. You're ready. You can deal with it. God knows exactly where you're at. And he not only knows a way out of your situation, he's leading you through it. And he has something better for you than anything you could possibly imagine. And the only way you'll miss it is if you refuse to be there for it. If he's knocking on your door, if opportunity is knocking on your front door, the only way you'll miss it is if you refuse to open. If you're up in your prayer closet praying to God for his rescue and he's down knocking on your front door with your opportunity, you'll miss it. God will continue to knock and he'll continue to pursue. But you still, you're going to have to come down. You're going to have to come out. So when we talk about where we're at now with the world system, this is, we go through cycles. We understand who our enemies are. And we go, the church goes through cycles of who we are fighting in any given time. And we are so easily distracted by what's going on in our circumstances. There'll be a tension towards the world system, towards the flesh, towards the devil. Well, start looking at each one of these things. When these things rise up in your life, all it is an opportunity to depend on God. God, how do I deal with this? What are you teaching me here? Because basically, what's going on in your outside world, your the physical realm, the natural realm, is merely homework for what he's been teaching you in the supernatural realm. Now, to get to the next round of teaching, you have to do the homework and then take the test. Now, whether you do your homework or not, whether you learn the lesson or not, it's test time. This is it. This is a test time. These outward circumstances, the world, the global economy, and in many, many places around the world, there's civil war and civil disobedience and famine and plague and governmental upheaval, social upheaval. This is a test. This reveals how you are taking it, how you are facing it, how are you overcoming it. All these reveal if you've done your homework. If you're facing these things with fear, with not knowing what to do, with hoping that God will come and rescue you, you've not done your homework. When you go in to take any kind of a test, regardless of the grade, when you go in, there's somebody in the classroom, and you just see them checking off one thing after another. Either they're cheating, and they don't care, or they don't care what the answers are, or they're prepared. They know the answers. They've done their homework. They've studied for the test. And that's what we're here about here. That's what our ministry is all about, is we don't know what God has up our sleeve. And this is up God's sleeve. What's going on right now is not something the devil is doing. It's not something the world system is doing. It's not something our flesh is doing. It's all always God. And we don't always know, clearly. Nobody figured this was coming. And so God doesn't say, okay, this is what I need you to do to prepare for this. Now, he gives us indications. And he does tell us sometimes things that we don't understand. But we may not know what we're doing things for, but we can prepare. We can be ready. Like one of the things that he's been talking to many people about before this all happened was to get out of debt. Now, globally, it's the most ludicrous concept, that the whole idea that debt creates wealth. Never. It will never work. Going into debt will never create wealth. Now, that's one of our beliefs that we're going to have to deal with, is it okay for Christians to desire wealth? And the answer is absolutely. And then we go, okay, let's look back at those talents. Jesus criticized the one who buried his talent and did not receive any benefit from it. And he gave it to the one who had prospered the most. His desire is that you prosper. That it's a blessing of God that whatever you put your hand to will prosper. So many of us don't want to put our hand to anything. We just want God to dump a bunch of money in our bank account. And you know, sometimes he does that. But it's because in other areas we have put our hand to something that activates prosperity. You cannot prosper if you do not activate it. By activate, I mean whether it's being creative or working or coming up with new ideas, interacting, moving, changing. What's the key part of activate? Active. Well, so many times we think, okay, well, we're praying, that's active. not unless you've asked God, is there anything I can be doing? And he says, no, just sit there and pray. There are times for that. But most of the times when we are doing that, it's because we don't want to do work. We don't want to come up with something new. We want it easy. And we've been told so often, you know, the old, when Jesus was talking about the lilies of the field, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet the Father takes care of them. And yes, he will take care of you. But you're not a flower. You're a son of God. You're not a bird. And even the bird goes out and has to find his own food. God provides it. But the bird has to go out and get it. And even the flower, it only lasts a season. Do you want to last just a season? Are you going to go out and work? Are you going to go out and find and actively participate in what God is doing in your life and in your community, in your world? So one of the big battles we have is with our beliefs and our perception of what's going on in this world system. And the world system is basically anything we believe about our circumstances that constitute our belief. Now, the world system has a life of its own and is used by our other enemies and by other people as a method of conveying the flesh, control. Okay, whenever you feel like you're out of control in regards to the world, that's a good way of identifying the world system. When you feel like you can't find a job, you're submitting to the world system. When you feel like there's no hope except for the government, you're submitting, instead of to God, you're saying that the world system is more powerful than God. Now, God has given you freedom. And ability. And is drawing you to achieve the full potential of what God has put within you. When you look to anyone else or anything else besides Him, especially that keeps you from wanting to achieve things on your own by depending on God, you are watering down His authority in your life. You are saying that the freedom and responsibility He gave you wasn't good enough, or it was too hard. So you're arguing with God when you say you can't do it. God says, yes, you can. Let me show you how. And so we learn to rule and reign. That doesn't mean we don't ask for help. But we make sure we're doing everything to help ourselves. You are an overcomer. You are a ruler. And you're learning how to rule and reign in your life. You can't do that if you're depending on the government.
or your pastor, or your spouse. You can only do that by depending on God. In your spirit, you're already fully depending on Him, so you can cross that off your list. Now, what does that look like in your life? So specifically, what does, look for these elements in your life right now. Peer pressure. Who are you hanging out with? If you're hanging around with a bunch of people who are doing nothing but talking down your situation, or being negative or hopeless, you're struggling. You've joined the enemy's side. You may need to make new friends or start slapping their beliefs around. Instead of buying into, well, we just have to wait this out, you know, and praying more and fasting, start asking God, what can I be doing right now, today? And then be doing something, trusting that He will guide you to the right thing, to the right door. Go downstairs and open the door. Come out of your closet and open your door. Opportunity is knocking. Now, it may be a long-term opportunity that He shows you. So what? Whether you prepare for it or now, your future is going to come. Whether you prepare for it or not, 5 years from now, you will find yourself 5 years older. So if He gives you an idea or a concept or a goal, start planning for it now. Move towards it now. Now you've also got bills now. So go out and get a job now. Find a way to make money. Don't beg for it. Don't receive it. Don't be dependent on anyone else now. You have to stay in that, because that's basically just burying your talent and at least holding your head above water. God, that's not God's plan for you and I. Take what you have and make it work for you. And if you don't have anything else other than time, use it. You know, whether you have to wash cars or run errands or wait tables or deliver pizza, be doing something. Be active in giving God opportunities to prosper you. Pay your bills yourself. Don't be looking for others to take care of you. That is the world system. And if you're going to rule and reign here on this earth, God's intention for you, you're going to have to learn how to overcome it. Overcome it now. God has opportunity for you. But you're not going to see it if you're looking to someone else other than Him to bring you that opportunity. So pay attention to what He's telling you to do. And let Him be the God. Don't be thinking that anyone else is going to solve your problems. They're your problems. You need to solve them. God has already shown you how to do it. But it's work. And that's how you overcome the world system. We'll go into more detail next Monday. Till then, we'll be getting back together again at 7:30 tomorrow morning. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great Monday.